Bedtime stories for breakfast. Bedtime stories for breakfast. Bedtime stories for breakfast. Bedtime stories for breakfast.
Yeah.
So as I'm sure you've guessed, that was, again, a direct reaction to an instruction I gave for Matthew not to do something.
He's like, don't squeak the chair! And so I squeaked it.
You gave it a little squeaky squeak.
A little squeaky squeak.
We're back.
Guess who's back?
We're back.
We're back.
Bedtime stories for breakfast.
Woof, that was a big inhale there.
Yeah.
That's some deep breathing.
Takes a lot of breath.
Some good yoga stuff there. I did yoga.
Yeah.
It was good.
In Van?
Yeah.
Wow.
One of our classes, movement experience.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
Basically, we did like all the classic yoga moves, like the two warriors. And there's cat cow. That one I don't like. Basically, you stick your butt out. It's weird. Yeah, it's a little too uncomfortable for me.
Too much.
And then there's the salute the sun. Were you saluting you?
Is this
salute the sun? Saluting the sun.
It's an audio show. It's like,
yeah, they don't understand what you just did. Yeah. That was filthy.
No, it wasn't. I
just saluting the sun.
I saluted the sun.
Who's the sun?
Okay.
Do we keep this?
Show.
Yeah. Do we keep this?
Well, before I was going to.
Oh, then I said.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's fine.
It's bad.
Bah.
I'm gonna pick your nose. I literally picked your nose.
Yeah, he had a guitar pick.
Oh, I just yeeted it.
Why would you do that?
This pick was a zebra. It had a,
what?
Yeah, see that?
Oh, I thought you meant it came from a zebra.
No,
you threw me for a loop there.
Yeah.
This pick came from a zebra.
Okay, like, no, whoa. back to my story. See that it had like a coating, and I had like a zebra coating, and made it grippy, and I really liked it. And I pulled the shirt out of my wash, and I had no idea that this was in it. But I took it out, and I was like, what pick is this? I don't have a plain brown pick. And then I saw that it no longer had its grippy zebra features. What?
That was a gripping story there. Am I keeping this? What are you looking at?
You.
Oh.
It's been so long.
It's been very long.
Nearly forgot what your face looked like.
Yeah, got a little more ugly.
Yeah, you did.
But that's what Vancouver does to you.
That's what Vancouver does to you.
Vancouver.
Do we
it'll
have
make
any,
you ugly.
Do we have any listeners in Vancouver?
No.
Okay, good.
Negatory.
Vancouver sucks. Just kidding. I actually like Vancouver.
It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't lived there, so I feel like I have less right to talk about how much I like it than you do, but...
It's very large.
There are aspects of it that I very much appreciate.
Why, ride the train every day. It's a good time.
Yeah.
Except when you're not getting mugged.
Family show.
We had talked about it.
We had talked about it. Okay, stop making me cut so much.
Are you actually using this?
Yeah, why not?
I'm scared. I don't like this. We need to do a take three.
Do you want to tell us a story?
Yeah.
It could be a real story from Vancouver, family friendly. It could be...
Oh, I can tell you my poop story. It's very gruesome, but it's a poop story.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well...
I do want to tell you, though. Like, off... Like, we don't have to record it.
Well, like, I'll just keep it rolling, and so you can tell me, and we'll
see. It's pretty gross.
I'll keep it rolling.
Okay. So me and some friends were at this place called P&E, and so it's like a big carnival. Why are you laughing at P&E?
You're telling me a poo story that
yeah, yeah.
Plays at P&E.
No. Well, it started there. So we were hitting some rides and like whatever, just having fun, doing stuff. And then we were leaving as well at 11 p.m. And my friend was like, hey, you should stay over. Like, you should stay over at my place. I was like, I shouldn't. And I used the excuse that we were hiking tomorrow, but my actual excuse was because I had to poo really badly. So I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't like pooing in like public. No. And so I took a cab, and then I went to the train station, with him, and I really had to go. And I, so I was looking for a bathroom, but the train station didn't have a bathroom. I was like, what? You gotta be kidding me. So I went on the train, and I waited for an hour on the SkyTrain with people all around me having to poo so profusely. I was like, it took everything in me, and I had like so much. It was bad, and my gut was like so. And then it would be like a relief, and then it would come back, and I'd be like, relief. Finally, after a long ride, run off the train station. I like, I need a taxi because the bus is closed. So I'm looking for taxis, and then everyone calling calling taxis. So I was like, ah, poo, literally poo. And so like, I'm not even getting a taxi. My phone is broken. I can't call. The audio doesn't work. So I'm stranded there. And I'm like, I have to poo so bad. I see a subway, and it was like lit up. I was like, oh, I'm like, yes. And I look at the sign that says, paying customers can use bathroom only. I'm like, I will buy 8 subs. I don't care. I need to use the bathroom.
Oh, no.
So I run in, but the door is locked. It's closed. So I'm like, well, this is depressing. Then I try and get a taxi. Nothing's working. Finally, a lady's like, I'll call you a taxi. And I was like, thank you. You're the best. So she calls me a taxi. And while I'm waiting. And it's like, I've never been at a moment in my entire life where it hurts so bad and with so much pressure. I'm like, I have to do this. Like, I cannot hold it in any longer.
No.
So I run into the darkest area I can find.
No! No!
And I start to undo my belt. Because like, I have to. I have to poo.
No.
And right as I undo my belt, I feel this relieving pressure. Like this, it's just gone.
No.
It's like, oh, and my stomach makes this freaky sound. And I'm like, okay. So I didn't poop. It's just my stomach did like a backflip. God saved me there. I was like, thank you. I was like praying the whole time. Don't let me poo. Don't let me poo. I don't want to poo. I don't want to poo. Finally, a taxi comes. He's trying to make small talk. I'm like, I don't have time to talk. I need to focus on nothing.
Okay, now I really can't use this.
Right now. So then I get home and he's like, I don't care. Get his money. I throw my backpack off and I run to the bathroom. I don't even close the door. And I just, it happened. It just, it's horrifying, but it was the best feeling in the world. And the toilet looked like a
story.
You told me to tell my poop story. Do you like that?
No.
It was bad. We're gonna use none of this.
Okay.
But there it is. Now you know.
Thank you.
I just wanted to tell you.
Thank you for sharing that with me.
It was horrifying. I don't think I've ever felt that much pain. The only other time, I can only think of one other time that I felt that much pain. And yeah, it was brutal.
And
it
was what like was
grimacing.
That?
Grimacing. Kidney stones.
Yeah, figured.
Yeah. This is like my personal life.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had to poop so bad. It was so, I thought I was going to poo in a bush.
And what did you take away from this? What was your lesson? Because I know what it should be.
You should just go to the bathroom.
Yeah, man up and use the public restroom or the whatever.
But what I did to the toilet was horrifying. No one could have used it after I went through that. What happened to this toilet? Yeah, it was bad. It was really, really bad.
Did it all flush?
It did.
First try?
But you were never going to use this. But it kind of looked like if
I hate that so much.
Yeah. And that was inside of me for like 3 hours. It's horrifying. Mom, I hope you sleep well.
Thanks for sharing that with your friendly local germaphobe.
You're welcome.
So back on to usable content. Want to tell me a story?
Sure. I'll tell you a story. I met a nice dude in Vancouver. His name is Sheriff Charles. Sheriff Charles is going to come in and tell you a little story.
Sheriff Charles.
Sheriff Charles.
Oh, there he is. Hey, Sheriff.
Yeah, howdy there.
This sounds exactly like what's-his-face from
episode... What are you talking about?
Two?
Nope.
Episode two,
I'm Sheriff Charles.
Are you sure you're not Lance Armstrong?
Who's that?
Lance.
This is Sheriff Charles right here. Wait, hold on. I have a cold. Well, doggy. Okay. That's a little better out there.
Sure, yeah.
Their name is Sheriff Charles.
It's believable, though.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm here to tell you a little story.
Oh, sorry. That was just the sound of the fourth wall breaking. I'm so funny. I should be the one in school for this.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Okay, you can continue now.
Well, there's a little story about the ballad of my little donkey. I had a little donkey, and he had a little tail. The donkey's tail was so little that some people mistook it for a finger.
Okay, that's fine.
The other donkeys were bullying him, I could tell. I don't speak donkey, but I could kind of translate for myself. Is that dark mode on the new iPhone there?
It is. You know what's funny? My boss literally told me, like, because we listen to a lot of podcasts, like, I'll recommend podcasts and they'll listen to them because they're great.
Right on.
And they complained to me one time that in the show, they were like, how disrespectful is it? Like, this person was on their phone during the show and, like, one person was like, get off your phone. And then they're talking about it and they're like, you're recording your podcast for this many people and, like, you can't just stay off your phone. Like, how... And I was like, the whole time, I was like, yeah, that sounds terrible. But like, my mom asked me a question. I had to answer.
How dare you?
Sorry.
I was talking about little donkey with a little tail.
Yeah.
And you have to harass me through your phone?
It is dark mode, though. Yeah. It's quite nice.
I also have dark mode.
Nice, isn't it? It really revolutionized everything. I love it with messages. Like,
It's pretty nice. French onion. Is that what your phone said?
Yeah, it did.
That's my favorite kind of soup.
Actually, no, it said fried onion. Because my mom was asking if there's any reason a certain establishment's noodle bowls wouldn't be suitable for my very allergen-prone sister.
Right on. I also have allergies to nuts, peanuts, walnuts, cashews, and not almonds. I love almonds. Me and my little donkey eat almonds all the time. Speaking of my little donkey, he was getting bullied by the other donkeys. So I went up to the other donkey's owners and I said, hey, something's wrong here. I think I referred back. What are you?
Would you stop playing with the tripod?
It's a fun little majigger here. I totally went back to the old voice.
Yeah. I'm talking to Lance now. For those of you at home or in your car or cowering in fear under your blankets.
I think we should just use the poo story.
I don't think so. We were recording. We had 10 minutes. We caught up as human beings, as pals. We had a nice time together. And then we're like, hey, we have 10 minutes before he has to go. Let's just try record something.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Yeah. You do gotta go. But it's been a fun time. Now you're on your phone. See? Oh, and yours is so much more noticeable than mine. Like,
it's because I'm old and my texting is bad.
Yeah. Actually, you're bad. Can I just... I want to call you out in this...
Yeah, might as well.
Just on air. Why not?
Yeah.
You're really bad at, like, pulling your phone while someone's... Like, I'll be talking to you. Maybe it's just me. It's probably just me. It's usually just me. But I'll be talking to you, and you'll be like, yep. And then you'll be like...
No.
And then I'll be like, I'll wait. And then you'll be like, sorry, what? And I'll be like, I haven't been talking for the last 2 minutes because you've been on your phone.
Playing Angry Birds.
Oh, yeah.
Subway Surfers.
That's what you call Reagan? That's so rude.
Man, she's angry sometimes. Not all the time. Most of the time, she's not.
See, this is content. We can use this.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Don't ever use this. She'll kill me.
Sorry.
You can use the poo story.
Nope.
I actually want that to happen.
I think I'll start using the poo story, and then I'll just, like, put in doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, when I'm, like, about to describe really gruesome things, I'll just, you like, can just, like, have, like, elevator music.
And then, yeah, we all, like, elevator like, static. Da, 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 and then just, da, like...
Da. Like Bob Ross. Like, really peaceful. Like, da, 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 and be like... And the poo was so bad, it looked like... Da, 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 da,
da. Yes!
Yes.
Okay, we have a direction for this. See, this is how Bedtime Stories for Breakfast happens. We just... We start with garbage, and then we talk about how to make it
usable. I'm leaving tomorrow, so I love you. Bye.
Yeah, if you leave my home without, like, hugging me goodbye, I'm gonna murder you. So,
okay.
Family-friendly show. Bye.